The Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program will host an aquatic invasive animal identification training session on August 1st. Aquatic Invasive Species Project Coordinator Megan Johnstone says they have held invasive plant training for about 11 years, but it's only recently that invasive animals have become problematic.
We've only had volunteers looking for plants, and now we really want to have them out looking for aquatic invasive animals because we really don't have a great idea of their distribution throughout the park. We have so many volunteers that we can reach out to, and they're scattered throughout the park, so it's a really good resource for us to gain a better understanding of where these species are.
Training will include techniques on how to identify specific species, species characteristics, and where they tend to colonize. Johnstone says if volunteers are able to spot suspicious species in the region's numerous lakes, experts will be contacted quicker to coordinate spread prevention.
The more people we have, the better, because there are a lot of lakes and ponds in the Adirondacks, over 3,000, so the more eyes we have on them, the better.
The APIP workshop at Paul Smith College will be led by Lake Champlain Sea Grant Program Aquatic Resources Specialist Mark Malkoff.
We try to boil down the identification process typically into a few easily identifiable characteristics. There's some things that they can look at an organism and say, does it have this, does it not have that? Asian clam have got a few characteristics that we can rattle off. Spiny water flea, same thing. Quagga mussels, round goby. So that's pretty much what we do with these trainings is we just go down through these identifying characteristics. And then we try to talk a little bit about ecological impact, current range, those sorts of things.
In Vermont, a workshop on aquatic invasive biology identification, spread prevention, and survey techniques will be held on August 2nd at the Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Historical Park in Woodstock. The Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation's Invasive Patrollers is a volunteer program to monitor the more than 800 lakes and ponds in the state. Volunteer Monitoring Coordinator Bethany Sargent notes that this workshop focuses on aquatic invasive plants.
We're focused more on plants because it's a little bit easier to see in the water, although we do train volunteers how to identify some of the aquatic invasive animals and the chance they might see them while they're out and about on the water.
What are the most problematic aquatic invasives in Vermont waters right now?
Them that are already established in Vermont include water chestnut, Eurasian water milfoil, curlyweed pondweed, and then we're also concerned about some that are not yet in Vermont but are knocking on our doors, like hydrilla or quagga mussels or Asian clam, which is very close to us in Lake George but hasn't yet made it to Vermont.
The deadline to register for the Vermont workshop is July 29th, and for the New York workshop, July 25th. More information is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.